direct from Las Vegas. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2019. Brought to you by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
In one of the quieter parts of the NFB exhibit hall, I caught up with Sam here to talk about Blind Shell. Sam, it's been a busy time. How's it been going here at the booth?
Busy is very accurate. My feet are very tired, but we've had a great response. A lot of people interested in the Blind Shell phone, so it's very exciting.
Cool. So we got a Bluetooth speaker hooked up.
Yeah.
We'll go over some of the ideas of what's behind Blind Shell and what's so great about it.
Yes. So Blind Shell is, I like to say, it's the most accessible mobile phone for the visually impaired.
Okay.
And that causes a lot of controversy, but basically it's the old school form factor that has a physical keypad, which has always been proven to be much easier for us with vision impairment to use.
Uh-huh.
No touch screen to worry about. So this is really designed for anyone that wants smartphone features but has issues using a smartphone, whether that's mobility impairments, cognitive issues.
Right.
Maybe they're just an older generation that never grew up with technology and
sure,
this is their first phone. They're not ready to jump into a smartphone, but they still want all that accessibility. So I'll play a little bit here. This phone is 100% accessible. It reads out loud everything to you. So let's wake
dial
it up.
Dial contact 1 of 4.
Yeah, we're in
one
the
missed event. 1638, July 9th, 2019.
So we're currently on military time, but 24-hour time. But it gives you some information when it wakes up. Missed event that we have a notification. I think it was a text message. Let me go back to the main menu.
Call 1 of 9.
Call is the first option on the main menu. We have 9 options, so it gives you that little bit of information. If I want to jump to the settings, for example, that's the 5th option, so I can just tap the 5.
Settings, 5 of 9.
Jumps right to it. So 100% of the phone is read out loud to you. You're never going to get lost. If you ever do get lost, all you have to do is press down on the directional pad.
Settings, 5 of 9.
And it reads what's on the screen. So the great aspect of this is all the smartphone features, though. We've got voice control, voice connection, voice dialing. I can say, call mom, and it will make that phone call. I can say, dial 1-800-555-1212, and it will make that phone call for me. I can launch apps, open weather, or I can, even better than that, I can say, what's the weather today? And it will tell me the weather. I can open the settings with my voice, all of that. The dictation is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I wish my smartphone had dictation like this one does. Very accurate, very fast response time. We have over 30 different features and apps, including the basics that we're all accustomed to, alarms, calculator. We have calendar, email, weather, as I mentioned. We have an FM radio, internet radio built in. A lot of vision-related topics,
okay,
such as color identifier.
Okay.
We also have tagging, object tagging, which is very similar to a pin friend. If you're familiar with a pin friend,
right,
which
right,
a lot of us are, we built that functionality into our phone by providing QR code stickers that you get free in the box.
Okay.
We even have a charging cradle that comes with the phone. That's free,
yeah,
included in the box. Makes it so much easier to charge the phone. You don't have to try and plug it in. I can't stand trying to plug things in. That's one of my biggest pet peeves as
right,
being visually impaired.
Yeah.
So we make that easy. We also offer free lifetime updates. We update the phone a couple times a year with new features. We're always taking feedback from the community. We had someone recently ask for a translator, so we built a translator app and updated that recently.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we've talked about adding in like NFB Newsline. We've been talking with NFB about that. NLS Bard, we're hoping to get that added very, very soon.
Okay.
People have talked about ride-sharing apps. We want to add as many features as possible by keeping it easy to use and not complicated. That's the real goal of it.
So is there still a display on this for people who can't see this at home?
Yes, absolutely. So we do half of the surface of the front of the phone here is a display, and it's high contrast, large print, and that's customizable also. So you have high contrast icons. Currently, I'm running the white letters on a black background because that's easy for me to see.
I'm with you.
But if someone likes the black letters on a yellow background, you can change it and customize it for yourself.
Excellent.
Yeah, okay. You can also enlarge. There's 3 different sizes of font, and you can even get rid of the icons and just run a font by itself, text only.
Okay. So if someone sends you text with a picture in it, will you be able to see the picture within?
Yeah, it'll show up on the screen. And one of the awesome features that I want to mention, too, is our camera. That reminded me. So whenever you go to take a picture with the camera, it clicks, letting you know that it's waiting for you to take that picture.
Right, okay.
You get an audible cue. When I take the picture, I have the option to save it, of course. When I do save it, it prompts me to record a message that's going to be associated with that picture. Right. So I could say, this is a picture of the AT guy's microphone right in front of me.
Gotcha.
And then so now, a year later, when I'm going through my pictures, that one comes up, it automatically plays that message and reminds me what that picture is.
Perfect. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Great. So how can people learn about the product more, go to the website, maybe even order the product?
Absolutely. The phone will be available within the next 2 months here in the U.S. and Canada, September at the very latest. And we'll be working with distributors all over the country, both countries, LS&S. We're talking to the lighthouses all around the country. So those will be the distributors for the phone. The phone will cost $349, and that's going to be flat-out price, no extra pricing for distributors or anything like that. So you can go to the website, blindshell.com.
There you go.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sam, for giving us an opportunity to learn about this product that's coming to the market. Hey, can we connect this to all your major U.S. carriers, or is that where we're at?
Yes, absolutely. This is going to be, it's unlocked on GSM networks, so okay. AT&T, T-Mobile, I think, Cricket, Boost, I think all of those are available as well.
Perfect.
We're testing it on Verizon, but we don't know about that one yet.
Gotcha. More from the good old floor of the casino level. Yeah, notice that everything involves a casino. This is Joe Steinkamp here at NFB.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.